and have you in this service today. Anyone else? We had some visitors from overseas last week, and I think we still have one or two who are with us. Would you like to introduce your visitor? That's your sister from Elizabeth City. All right. How about Magnolia?
This is Sabrina Conrad from Austria, from Utah. Vienna, Austria.
From Austria. Thank you so much. Anyone else? From Texas. All right. That's about as far as Austria is. Always across the roof, all right? Now, we want to look in our bulletins and see the opportunities we have. 6 o'clock, our children's training and youth choir. 7:30, the worship. Who did you see in the wilderness tonight? On Monday, the deacons meet. On Wednesday, the Baptist women's meeting at 10 o'clock. And this will be very interesting, all the announcements that they've made about it. And we hope that the women will take note of this Wednesday at 10. Then the hour of prayer and the choir. On Saturday at 10, the church picnic at the Anchor. The bus will leave at 10, and the parking lot is 10, and then return at 3 from the Anchor. So anyone who needs a ride.
There's a list on the educational director's door for that pastor, so we know what they need to do.
All right, if you want to reserve a seat on the bus, then you sign up on the door. And what's the cost of each seat? I think that'll be free. All right, so you just sign up your name on the education or the schedule there and go with us. Then we have an announcement that appeared in the bulletin or the messenger this week. Mr. Babb reminded me this morning that the Lester family had called him, and Mr. and Mrs. Joe Lester, who had scheduled a 60th anniversary for July the 15th, will be postponed as Miss Margaret is recovering from an accident. So pray for her. And they will tell you more about this later on. I believe that's all of our announcements today. We turn now to hymn number 71 for our call to worship. Hymn number 71. The opportunity of worship to come from the busy schedule of life to the house of God and the quietness to listen to what he might have to say to us. We pray today that we shall receive the helpful truth that will guide us as we manage life in the future. We pray your blessings upon each one who has come. May no individual part without that added blessing that you have promised. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to turn to hymn number one. Hymn number one. Scripture today, we turn to 548. Responsive reading 548, where we read the Word of God together. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put on him a purple robe and said, and they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, when the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying,
crucify him, crucify him.
And Pilate said unto them,
take him and crucify him, for I have brought him.
Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away.
And he bare his cross, and behold, he took away all the blessings of the soul, which is called the Hebrew of God.
Where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Shall we now unite our hearts in a moment and time of prayer? God, we thank thee for the opportunity that we have had this morning of entering thy house with praise and gladness, and also of coming with our many needs which we have, and the needs of others, to place them at thy throne. We are thankful, our Father, that those who have gone before us yesterday, the day before, have laid a foundation for which we today can find true meaning and worship. We thank thee also that there has been one in the past, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, even the Lord Jesus, who never forsakes or forgets. We pray that we would obey him, and we pray, our Father, that in everything we might open our hearts and our minds in full trust, that we might joyfully trust God to the utmost, that we might flee unto him and abandon all other things that might hinder us from this perfect walk in his goodness and in his presence. We pray for the sick today. We pray for those who are patients in the hospitals, those who are in mental homes, those who are in nursing homes, those who are in prison, those who are confined in any way, or who might be despairing in any way or despondent. We pray, our Father, that thy blessing might touch their lives and guard them with the pure light of thy word. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that for those who are discouraged, for those who are sad, for those who might be indifferent, for those who might even have anger in their hearts this morning, that God might bring some peace and freedom and joy, that today we might find some hope, even in a hopeless situation. May the Holy Spirit, our Father, be honored today to lead us and guide us in our worship, that we might find fulfillment in looking unto thee only. In Jesus' name we ask it and we pray. Amen.
I'm going to apologize now for what might happen when I sing this. I sang all night Thursday at a prayer meeting, and had a wedding rehearsal Friday, and sang yesterday at a wedding, and my throat about feels like a pound of hamburger. But it shouldn't in any way take away from the authority and the power of these words. A song about Jesus' crucifixion, how they just couldn't keep him in the grave.
soul, a simple man, a carpenter with healing in his hands. They saw him calm the sea and heal a dying man. They saw, but could they really understand? They could not. They could not. Though they tried, they could not. He was just a simple carpenter, but with they really understand. They could not. They listened to the teachings that they heard. They wondered at the mystery of his word. They wondered what he meant about a father's plan. They heard, but could they really understand? They could not. No, they could not. Though they tried, they could not. They listened to his teaching about Father's plan. And could they really understand? They could not. So finally, upon a crooked cross, they killed the man who would not suffer loss. And when at last they took what willingly he gave, he died, but could they keep him in the grave?
so nice that Mike's baby came to church this morning in Sunday school. And I got a chance to see that little baby. And back there listening to his papa sing. That's all right, too. We're going to turn now to hymn number 406. Hymn number 406. Our Father, for the tithes and offerings of the Sunday school hour, we pray now thy blessings upon our gifts be sufficient to cover the causes of Christ's kingdom here in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen.